Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ACT Therapy Workbook for Adults by Ava Walters is a practical self-help workbook on acceptance and commitment therapy, commonly known as ACT, positioned for adults seeking accessible mental wellness tools. It presents ACT as a way to reduce struggle with difficult thoughts and emotions while building behavior around personal values. The book is described as easy to read, non-technical and exercise-based, with attention to anxiety, panic attacks, depression, shame, anger, phobias, chronic pain, OCD, and broader emotional distress. It also draws on selected elements associated with dialectical behavior therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy, making it less a theoretical textbook than a guided practice manual. Its stated purpose is to help readers develop mindfulness, emotional resilience, psychological flexibility, and values-based action. The inclusion of workbook activities, a bonus ACT mini-guide, and a 21-day action plan places it in the applied mental health category, suitable for personal use and potentially useful as supplementary material in therapeutic settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, psychological flexibility as the core ACT skill. The central idea behind the workbook is psychological flexibility, a defining goal of acceptance and commitment therapy. Rather than teaching readers to eliminate painful thoughts, ACT encourages a different relationship with internal experiences. The practical logic is that anxiety, shame, anger, sadness, or intrusive thoughts often become more disruptive when a person treats them as threats that must be suppressed before life can continue. ACT reframes this pattern by asking readers to notice difficult experiences, make room for them, and still choose actions that serve personal values. In a workbook format, this principle is especially important because it shifts the focus from insight alone to repeated practice. The book appears designed for adults who may not have clinical training and therefore need simple exercises that translate abstract psychological ideas into daily behavior. Its emphasis on resilience is not based on emotional toughness in the usual sense, but on the capacity to remain engaged with life while discomfort is present. This makes the approach relevant to a wide range of concerns, including anxiety, depression, shame, mood instability, and chronic stress. The distinctive value of the topic is that it treats mental wellness as behavioral flexibility, not as constant emotional control. Secondly, mindfulness and distancing from unhelpful thoughts. A major theme of the book is the use of mindfulness to change how readers respond to distressing thoughts. In ACT, mindfulness is not simply relaxation or meditation for calmness. It functions as a method for observing thoughts, emotions, and bodily sensations without automatically accepting them as commands, facts, or permanent identities. This distinction matters because many common mental health struggles are intensified by fusion with thoughts such as catastrophic predictions, self-criticism, or memories linked to shame. The workbook format allows this idea to become practical through guided reflection and exercises that can be used outside formal therapy sessions. By presenting ACT in simple language, the book likely aims to help readers recognize patterns such as rumination, avoidance, and emotional reactivity as processes rather than personal failures. The result is a more workable mental stance. A thought can be present without dictating action. This is especially relevant for panic, anxiety, obsessive thinking, and depressive self-judgment, where the urge to debate or suppress thoughts can keep the cycle active. The book stands within a tradition of mindfulness-based self-help, but its ACT orientation gives mindfulness a specific purpose, creating enough distance from internal noise to support chosen, values-aligned behavior. Thirdly, values-based action as an alternative to avoidance. The workbook emphasizes alignment with personal values, one of the most practical features of ACT. Values in this context are not vague ideals or temporary goals. They function as directions for action, helping readers identify what kind of person they want to be in relationships, work, health, self-care, and other meaningful areas. This is important because emotional distress often narrows behavior around avoidance. A person may avoid conversations, responsibilities, physical activity, social contact, or creative work because those actions trigger fear, sadness, shame, or discomfort. ACT does not deny the reality of those reactions, but it asks whether avoidance is moving the person toward or away from a meaningful life. The workbook appears to translate this question into structured activities, making values clarification more concrete than inspirational self-help advice. By connecting values to small behavioral commitments, the book supports change even when motivation is inconsistent. This is why the advertised 21-day action plan is consistent with the ACT model repeated. Manageable action helps readers practice commitment rather than waiting for perfect emotional readiness. The value of this topic is that it grounds mental wellness in behavior. Readers are encouraged to measure progress not only by feeling better, but by living more deliberately despite difficult feelings. Fourthly, integration of ACT with DBT and CBT influence tools. A notable feature of the book is its stated integration of elements from dialectical behavior therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy alongside ACT. This gives the workbook a blended self-help structure, rather than a narrow presentation of one school. ACT, DBT, and CBT share an interest in helping people respond more effectively to thoughts, emotions, and behavior patterns, but they approach the task differently. CBT is often associated with identifying and modifying unhelpful thinking patterns. DBT is known for skills related to emotion regulation, distress tolerance, mindfulness, and interpersonal effectiveness. ACT focuses on acceptance, diffusion, values, and committed action. A workbook that draws from all three can be appealing to readers who want practical exercises without needing to understand the boundaries between therapeutic models. The benefit is breadth. Someone struggling with panic, shame, anger, or mood swings may need both mindfulness-based acceptance and concrete coping tools. The limitation is that a broad blend may not offer the depth or clinical precision of a therapist-led protocol or a specialized manual for a specific diagnosis. Its strength, therefore, lies in accessible skill building, not in replacing professional treatment. This positioning makes the book useful for general personal development, therapy supplementation, or early exploration of evidence-informed methods. Lastly, workbook design for self-guided practice and therapy support. The book is positioned as a workbook, which shapes how its content should be understood. Unlike a purely explanatory guide, a workbook invites active participation through prompts, exercises, reflection, and action steps. This matters because ACT is skill-based acceptance, diffusion, mindfulness, values clarification, and committed action usually require repetition before they become reliable habits. The inclusion of a bonus ACT mini-guide and a 21-day action plan suggests an attempt to reduce the gap between reading and practice. For self-guided readers, this structure can provide a sequence and a sense of accountability, especially when mental health challenges make planning difficult. For therapists, the book may serve as supplementary material by offering ACT-aligned activities that clients can complete between sessions. However, the workbook format also requires realistic expectations. Readers facing severe depression, acute panic, trauma symptoms, suicidal thoughts, or complex psychiatric conditions may need professional care rather than relying on self-help alone. Its best use is as an accessible practice companion, not as a clinical substitute. The design stands out because it aims to be usable in everyday settings, translating therapy concepts into portable exercises that support gradual change. In conclusion, ACT Therapy Workbook for Adults is best suited to adults who want a clear and practical introduction to acceptance and commitment therapy without dense clinical language. It may benefit readers dealing with anxiety, panic, depressive thinking, shame, anger, avoidance, or general emotional overwhelm, especially if they are looking for structured exercises rather than a purely conceptual discussion. It can also be useful for people already in therapy who want between-session practice, and for clinicians seeking accessible ACT-aligned activities to recommend as supplementary work. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers identify unhelpful thought patterns, practice mindful awareness, clarify values, and take small committed actions even when emotions remain difficult. Intellectually, it introduces a key ACT distinction that many self-help books miss. The goal is not to remove every painful inner experience, but to change the role those experiences play in behavior. Compared with similar mental wellness workbooks, its differentiating feature is the combination of ACT foundations with selected DBT and CBT influenced tools, plus a simple workbook structure and short action plan. Planking, it does not appear to be a highly technical clinical manual, and that is part of its realistic appeal. Its strength is accessibility, broad applicability, and practice orientation for readers who want therapy-informed methods in a manageable format. If you would like to support Ava Walters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.